when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Keep clapping, keep clapping.
Koswana Bonsem.
Keep clapping.
Koswa Bonsem.
Hallelujah. This is my desire.
This is my desire
to honor you, Lord, with all my heart.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
You are
Forever more. our God is champion. He reigns forevermore.
Reign in my life, your life. to tell God something. Inhabit our feeble, poor worship. And thank you for your great love that surpasses everything we can imagine. May we forever dwell in that love. May we never depart. And may our lives be hidden in this place. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We lost the understanding, the meaning of church.
And of
being a Christian.
And it's we are Christian.
Somewhere, fix that sound, please. Somewhere on the way, we became confused as to what it means to be a Christian.
Some
of us who are Christians, you haven't met God. You walk into church, you walk out, live your lives, but you don't encounter Him.
Oh, sorry, Nancy, but sorry, Musa, Pioko, and so on. And
that is why you must look forward to Sunday church.
Because
very often, on your own, in your room, you rarely have this encounter.
But
it is when we come together and we join our faith,
and
there's somebody who is more open to quickly hear from God,
we
encounter Him. And this is what it means. Now
to be a Christian.
Not coming to church.
And yes, I will bow, sorry.
To meet Jesus.
Sir, Oba Beshia Yesu.
To meet God.
Sir, Obeshia Erade.
Not to come and sit in a church and hear a man.
And yes, I will bet na ha na wa beti ni pebine.
The man himself, sometimes he's confused.
But
God.
And
God.
Erade.
He's great.
Oye kese.
He's great.
Oye kese.
And when you meet God,
so we share erade.
You'll be changed.
Obesisa.
You'll be changed.
Obesisa.
If you are not changed,
so once the sire,
If you are not changed,
so once Isaiah,
I beg you,
Mr. O,
you have not met God.
And
you have met other Christians.
What a Christophobia.
You are hanging out with other believers. You have gone to your friend's father's house. But it's not your father. And if you understand what it means to be a Christian,
so what say Christosumasia?
You will tell your pastor. Pastor, I beg you, sit down. And let the worship continue. We are happier just being in God's presence than hearing your voice. Because in God's presence,
he
will touch every single heart. You will say there was no message preached. Psalm 19, his voice has gone out where there's no speech. Even if nobody talks, God will minister to you in your heart. And that day, you will go home satisfied. I'll say it. You will say that was the best service. What did the man preach? He didn't say anything. But I met God. This morning, Hosanna.
Hosanna, 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 in the
some of us we came to Jesus.
Yeah, but yes, we change.
To escape hell.
Na ye jane bon sam jim.
That's a fringe benefit.
And no ye emphasis of fro.
That's not to take you away from hell.
Say ye jane free bon sam jim.
He came to make you his own.
When
you become his, automatically you don't go to hell.
So
he came to change our lives. He came to transform us from something you were. That was not good. To become something. That is why this next song. It's one of my real favorite songs. You make my life so beautiful.
Oh, Mama Bravo, AFFF.
My life so beautiful.
And as you are,
you have made me here on earth.
There's nothing greater
than this. That's why I love you forevermore. And as you have made me here and there. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you.
Let's start again.
You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You made my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. I want more of you. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus, the more I know you. To know you, Jesus, more of you.
You
make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here and there. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you. Forevermore. You made my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me your own. There's nothing greater than you. That's why I live.
That's why I love you, Lord,
forevermore.
Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you,
I want
more, more of you.
give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
Thank you. Believe me. Believe me. This is why devil does not want you to come to church. Believe me. This is his plan. To keep you cut off from the Holy Spirit. That is your life and your strength. That is why every time we gather, he is here. He's in the room right now.
He's
always here. But today we have given him space. To do what he wants to do.
So onye di opese oye.
The voice of God is far sweeter than any man. Yeah. What you must desire above all is to hear his voice. And one of the troubles that come to us when we fall out of fellowship. Is that our Christianity suffers.
And they say Christ to sum in
One of the greatest things that you can be is to be a good Christian. A good Christian. A faithful Christian. A Christian who serves God in his heart. Many of us, we serve God outwardly, which can be a show and an expression of or a behavior pattern. The real Christian is the one who is a Christian when he's alone. Where there's no one there with you. Either alone in your room. Or alone among strangers. Or alone in a foreign land. Where there's no one there who knows you are a Christian. How you behave at that time tells us whether you are a real Christian. Unfortunately, many of us, we shift. When you are here, you are Christian.
So
when you go to your friends, or your classmates,
and now classmates,
or your office,
and now
then you shift.
Now money.
Then you become a bit like them.
Now as a
That cannot be it.
And yes, I was here.
And one of the greatest purposes of church, when we gather here like this,
say a shame, what I say, you know,
you will learn how to be a good Christian.
I was so soon said they obey a Christian.
You will learn how to be a good Christian. Not all of us can read enough to glean how to change our lives by ourselves. But when you gather like this, you'll be changed to become a stable Christian. What I want to leave with you today is that be stable. Be stable. Many of us are young Christians. You have known God for a few years. So I want to ask you just one thing. Be stable. Be stable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to challenge you to determine in your heart tap your neighbor. I want you to determine in your heart, I will be established in God, in church, I will be established. The shocking truth is,
no cry,
there are very few of us who are here. If I ask you to mark over 4,
say mark over 4.
Over 4 weeks, the last 4 weeks. A small fraction of us will get 4 over 4. A small fraction of us will collect 4 over 4. The majority will collect 2. The majority here
now
will get 2 over 4. If you'd like, ask your neighbor. Ask him this month, how many weeks, how many Sundays has he been in church? Ask him. How many? You'll be amazed. Many of us, I missed last week, but I traveled. I went for a wedding. I went for a funeral. I went for a family meeting. There's always a reason.
The meeting
was at 12 o'clock. You could have come to church before you went.
And how about me about sorry?
Psalm 92.
And yum, it's here do crumb, you know.
Verse 12.
You move to me, you know.
The righteous will flourish like the palm tree.
Otten in, you know, a bed dory, I say, a bed ya.
I have not seen a brown palm tree before.
Me who, a bed ya, a brown da.
Even in the Hamatan,
Imposepesia.
The only brown palm tree I saw was being tapped for palm wine. Yeah. No, that's the only one I saw that was brown. Being tapped for, they had cut it down, it was lying down. I have never seen a brown palm tree in my life.
That's
the righteous. It means in every season you will flourish. It means no matter, look, those of you who are worrying who to vote for, don't worry your head. You can flourish in any government regime. You don't need one or the other, just believe God. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Obey from to say Adria is in Lebanon.
It's a pity some of you haven't left Kumasi before.
Ara ho se mumu bi emfi Kumasi mpoda.
You have not seen any tree, any proper tree, even those what are they called, the long, not the baobab tree, the one, the silk cotton tree. There's none around here. There's no silk cotton tree around here to see a big tree. A mango tree is not a big tree. A mango tree.
Mango tree.
It's not a big tree. No. You must see a silk cotton tree. I don't know where. Is there any around here? Silk cotton. Around where? Danyami? I've not seen someone before. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Obey from to say Adria is it Lebanon.
This is the key.
Witness of
those that be planted. Planted. Anybody who wants to make a bet. Is betting legal? It's not. is not. Pardon? They are taxed. So it's legal. Okay. Yeah, they are taxed. So it's legal. Anybody wants to bet?
Obi a person or to cha-cha.
And yet cha-cha.
Obi a person or to nchia.
Cha-cha is gambling. And yet cha-cha. Watch these kids. The one of them that is stable is the one who will do well. And all the other young people around, the one that is stable, persistent, consistent in church, is the one that will do well. And they shall bring forth fruits in old age. How many want to be like the devil? How many want to copy him small? One of the main characteristics of Satan outside lying and stealing if you take out lying and stealing, one of the, are you listening? One of the greatest marks of Satan. This sign, if you see it anywhere, mark, I've seen Satan. It is a restless man. A restless man. Job chapter 1.
Job.
And the Lord said to Satan, verse
7.
Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down. Isaiah 57.
Isaiah nguma eti edu numu
nson. And verse 20.
Yimu edu nu.
But the wicked
nanso obonefo
are like the troubled sea.
Eti se ensu a ehru.
It cannot rest.
Enyina homeda.
They cannot stay still.
Untimi na hodi.
Always moving from place to place.
Abibia wo free bia ba akoko ba ko.
You think that a Christian who goes from prayer meeting to prayer meeting is very spiritual?
Oka se Christo ni a wo free pa bo bia we ase kwa hanum se no no.
From Eja to Boshen to fire to where? Mopa. Then to where again? Jakoto. Then to where again? A person, he said, this guy, you are very spiritual. You are going to all the prayer camps, prayer places.
Rather,
it's the opposite.
It's
the opposite. And so the person who, tap your neighbor. The person who cannot be in church 4 over 4. A devil is in him. A devil is in him. And you see that they escape for no reason. Every reason you can find is overcomable. Somebody has an exam on Tuesday. Sunday he won't come to church. What's wrong with you?
A dear in the house.
Exam on Tuesday. Then Sunday at 10 o'clock, he can't come to church. You are mad. There's a devil in you. Anybody who moves, are you listening? From house to house, girl to girl, boy to boy, place to place.
If you see any boy
walking with a girl Adjoa on Monday, AC on Tuesday, Erapna on Wednesday, and then Adjoa again on Thursday, you are seeing a devil.
Listen.
What you say is he is popular.
What can I say?
That he's a macho man. No, he's a devil. And a girl also who goes from Kofi to Kojo to Kwame and then Komna and then goes to Kweku. That girl is a Delilah.
Now, Obanso also briefly.
And listen, any Christian who cannot stay in one church, you see, a church is not a group, it's a family. The father is God. The mother is God. A church is not a place where we go to. When you enter a church, you have married into a family. It is permanent. Anybody who comes and goes, Satan is at work in him, driving him on restless feet. He can't sit still. Husbands who, when they finish work, they don't go home. They go and pass a pitoba or go and pass a place. Because a devil is, it is the mark. No, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's the mark of Satan. I mean, no, lying and stealing is there. This one. You can't sit at home. I mean, you are home, no? I gotta go somewhere. It is this spirit that entered the prodigal son and drove him out of his father's house to a place. I don't have to tell you the end of somebody who is being driven by that devil. Your end is destruction, poverty, spoilage. You will wake up one day, you can hear pigs eating around you. You wake up one day, then you see yourself in, I don't want to say it's church. It's church. No. We are in church. You wake up. Satan is at work in you. And that is why today I want you to leave this place with the mind that we are planted. Tell your neighbor from today, never. Add your finger, your nose, your head, never. Look for me
so
again on Sunday. Don't waste your time to look for me. I'll be here. This is my place. I'll be here. Yeah. If I'm not here, either come for Anochi or America. That's all. If I'm not here, come for Anochi. A&E. Where's the casualty or emergency? That's where I'll be.
And
it happened this morning. Did it happen yesterday? Like, I'll call you. If I'm not here on Sunday, it happened this morning. Either me or somebody I love. It happened this morning. Or I'm in America. From today. From today.
Psalm
92. Let it be your psalm. That the righteous. The righteous.
We
are planted.
We
are planted.
Yeah,
this is where you will flourish. This is where you do well. This is where you see your dreams come to pass. This is where all the troubles that are coming from left and right, they will fall off you.
You
will not be disturbed by economic. Dollar has gone. No. You'll be above the storm. You'll be flying in the cloud high like the eagle at the skies. When they are complaining, you just keep quiet. If you talk, they'll say you are a government employee. If you talk, they say, oh, you know the president.
No, I don't know
the president. I don't know any MP. Unit assembly. Unit committee chairman. I don't know any of them.
My name unit committee chairman.
But I know God. But I know God. I am among the righteous. Tell somebody my faith. My faith is real. I'm not a shabby Christian. I'm not some Christian who comes and no, I'm a real Christian. May all of us here this morning, afternoon, be real Christians. May you serve God not only officially on Sunday, but deeply, deeply in your hearts, in your room. Even when you don't do quiet time, may you feel bad. Even when you haven't read your Bible, may you be apologetic. Today I don't try. You yourself are judging yourself. Because I am believing God that we are entering a time of real Christianity. You didn't clap. I'm believing God. I want you to tell your neighbor, when I go forward, I won't leave you behind. We will all take ourselves along. We will all do well. God will help us. Put your hands together and stand to your feet. This afternoon, as the first sign of our turning away from shabby Christianity to real Christianity,
if you are here
this morning, this afternoon, and you know you are not a solid Christian, you are a shabby Christian, you skip church for no reason, you don't do quiet time for no reason, you are just lazy lying around, but you are a Christian. Today marks an end of that Christianity. And if you are here like that, you were like that, lift your right hand. I want to pray for you. You were a shabby Christian. Lift your right hand. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I see a few hands. I don't know whether you want to stay like that. But I want to lift all of us out of that condition. I want to help every Christian who is here to become solid. I want to encourage everyone who is here to let your faith be established on a rock. I don't want anybody to be here. You are still struggling over little things. No, we are moving on. If your hand is raised, do one more thing. Walk to the front. Walk out of your old life. Walk out of the old behavior. Yes, walk out and come to the front. I'm building a new Christian life. I'm building it. From today, I'm building a new Christian life. I'm building a new I'm no longer going to be like a daisy. No. I am going to be a real Christian. The last song we sang, I give myself away. That will be our testimony. My prayer. Father, send the Holy Spirit to every one of these here, not as a passing wind, but as a fire to abide with them in them. Let there be a revival in each of these hearts. Let none of them, not one of them, remain the same again. Let there be a stirring of even unknown currents. Let there be a desire awakened inside them for things of God. Let there be a repulsion, a stinking of the things of this earth in our nostrils, that we turn away from the former life. Lord, let it be today, marks the beginning of a new life. Of a new life. Every one of them here. Let our faith become real. Our love for God become real. Our salvation become real. Our prayer become sincere. Our confession become from our hearts. Let today be a turning point, a real transformation from us who are here. We are Christians, but from today, we are Christians. We have known God, but from today, we walk with God. And from today, God is, Jesus is our friend, our best friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Every one of them. Let a fire settle on them. Let something spark in their hearts. Let them not be the same again. Let something change. Something change. Something change. A desire. A spark. Bushfire starting in their lives, in their hearts. Let something you'll not be the same again. 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 You will not be the same again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. For every one of them. In Jesus' name. Go back to your seat, a new person. Never come back here again. Never turn your back on the voice of the Holy Spirit again. Never stay in bed when he wakes you up. Never turn the Bible aside when he has called you to come and say one word, read one paragraph. Never walk past your Bible outside the house when the Bible is calling you, come and open me and read one word. Never stay in bed on Sunday morning. It's your last time. It's your last time. Go back to your seats. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You are here. You are not sure where you will go when you die. You want to go to heaven, but you are not sure. You have never prayed, Jesus, come into my heart. And you are here like that. Lift your right hand right now. I want to pray with you. Lift your right hand right now. You have never prayed, Jesus, come into my heart. You are not sure where you go when you die. And you are here right now. Lift your hand. Just lift your right hand. With your hand lifted, please come. Please come. I want to give somebody a chance to decide to join us. You are still thinking, should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? I want to give you a chance. Yes, come. Yes, come and join us. Yes, come and join us.
Amen.
Amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, B behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed. He called me back.